High FM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Alana Pugh Jones Baranoff is Country Director of Higher South Africa and President of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies KwaZulu-Natal Council. She has been working on the ground to help those who are deeply affected by the latest round of xenophobia and Afrophobia. She, together with Gabby Faber-Cohen, the SAJBD Political and Campus Liaison, are my guests now to talk about the current situation and how you can get involved. Alana and Gabby, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me on the show, Charisse, and lovely to be here with you, Gabby.
Lovely to be here with you, and thank you, Charisse, for having us on your show to talk about such an important topic.
Alana, let's start with you, because you have been on the ground for the last, well, since 2008, actually, dealing with this issue together with the Jewish Board of Deputies. What has been happening since we last spoke?
Oh, Charisse, I'm sad to say that since we last spoke, the situation, particularly in KwaZulu-Natal and parts of Gauteng, has sadly escalated. So last time we were talking, we said activists were flagging that vigilante groups were using social media to organize and to orchestrate protests. These platforms were also being used to create fear and division, and in particular to spread misinformation and disinformation about refugees, asylum seekers, and migrants in our country, and to push a narrative that is scapegoating this very vulnerable community for all the ills that we have in our country. And sadly, what we've seen, again, with activists warning that the blockading of hospitals and clinics would not end there, and it didn't. We saw then schools being blockaded at the beginning of this year by Operation Dadula and March for March, with foreign national children being stopped at the gate. And now we're seeing businesses in CBDs across the country being targeted by these groups, going around and demanding to see papers, to see IDs of employees, and threatening South African owners of businesses to say, if you only employ foreign nationals, or if you don't employ South Africans only, then you will face the consequences. And with this looming deadline, which is completely not based on anything legal, there is no such deadline, but it has been called for by Operation Dadula and March for March. On June 30th, the refugee and asylum seeker and migrant community is terrified about the events that are going to take place possibly in the next few days.
Sure. Alana, you wrote an outstanding article that appeared in the Jewish Report, just sharing some of your personal experiences with individuals. And maybe we can give a face to what is happening.
Oh, absolutely, Charisse. It's something that I think we all need to remember, and it's particularly poignant for the Jewish community, because so much of the story of fleeing persecution, of being targeted for who you are because of your identity, and wanting to seek refuge, is something that really is not ancient history for us. It's our great grandparents. It's something that we know. And it's so important to put a face to a name and to realize that each of these foreign nationals who are here, and again, to say people are being targeted, whether they have documentation, whether they don't have documentation, there's been no discrimination. They're being targeted simply for being fellow Africans in our country. They each have their own stories, their own histories and families and dreams. And what breaks my heart is that so many of them are actually positively contributing to our country. We know that, especially in the township economy, migrants, refugees, asylum seekers create employment for South Africans. They bring their knowledge and expertise, not even to mention the incredible culture and the language and food that they bring. And it really just adds so much to our country. And it is actually such a small community. If we look at the number of foreign nationals that are utilizing our education system, our healthcare system, there is no factual basis to the narrative being pushed that they are flooding the system, and that's why there's a breakdown in services. The reason for that breakdown lies with government, but unfortunately this community is being scapegoated, and I'm just hearing such heartbreaking stories every day of people who, for example, in my op-ed I speak about a Cameroonian man who had spent 20 years building a new life in this country, employing South Africans, creating a business, and literally within minutes, it was destroyed and looted and burnt down to the ground by March for March. And it's just heartbreaking.
I know that you in your paper have given suggestions on how we can get involved, and I know Gabby has ideas too, but we just need to take a very quick break.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I'm Cherie Seffert. This is Above Board, and I'm talking to Alana Pugh Jones-Baranoff and Gabby Faber. Gabby, the board became very actively involved in the xenophobia in 2008 after the first eruption, and we were the founding members of the Hate Crimes Working Group, which I know Alana spent time on the steering committee. Tell me a little bit about what the board is doing and why this is so important.
So I think what's really important is that as Jews, we often are very guarded and stay in our silos. And it's important that we are out there and being active South African citizens. And when crises happen, whether it be COVID-19, whether it be the AIDS pandemic, whether it be xenophobic attacks, we need to make sure that we as the Jewish community play an active role. And so already we've gotten phone calls into the South African Jewish Board of Deputies requesting help and assistance for those suffering. There's little children, and centers have phoned in to say, listen, we're really worried about these kids staying in their townships. We're worried for their security and their safety. We want to bring them into the shelter to keep them safe over June 30th. But we don't have the resources. We don't have the resources to house them, to feed them. They have nothing. And so we, as the Jewish Board of Deputies, have started a xenophobic relief fund where people can donate money. For now, that is what's required, because then we're able to respond when we get these requests. You can go onto the South African Jewish Board of Deputies website or social media, and the links are up there. You can either do an EFT or an e-wallet. And this is just our small way that we can try and play an active role in helping our fellow Africans.
Thanks, Gabby. Lena, do you want to talk a little bit about some of the practical ways that you also feel our community can help?
Absolutely, Cherie. So besides giving to our xenophobia relief appeal, and we've been doing amazing work here in KZN where HIAS SA and the SA Jewish Board of Deputies have been putting together food parcels and distributing these to vulnerable communities. Every cent counts, and people haven't been able to work for weeks, so they're battling to afford to put food on their table and feed their families, so it's really important. But I would also ask our community to educate themselves on the facts, and to whenever they hear false information or a narrative about foreign nationals that is negative, talking about the drain on the community and the flooding of the country, to push back with facts. And I would also say it's on all of us to reach out to our local government leaders, write to your ward councillor, write to your mayor, and ask them what they are doing to clamp down on the vigilante violence, which we are seeing across the country, which is completely illegal, and how they are working on social cohesion and assisting victims of xenophobia. There are so many wonderful fact sheets out there. If you go onto the HIAS South Africa Facebook page, you will see numerous ones of those. And I think it's important for us to do what we can in terms of putting forward facts and figures and deal with the real information and the truths about the situation. That's one way to combat the fear and then to combat xenophobia.
And then I have a question here that asks, what should people, Zimbabweans, for example, in Joburg do if they are feeling? Is there a place to go, a line to report on?
That is a great question. I know that there's often fear reaching out to police authorities. Of course, that is where you're supposed to turn for help and to report crimes or incidences. But Lawyers for Human Rights, one of the partner organizations that HIAS South Africa works with, has an immigration detention hotline. So I would encourage people to go onto, again, their Facebook page or the Higher South Africa page. We've just shared the details of that. It is a toll-free number that anyone can call if they are having a immigration issue or if there is something to report. I also know that the African Center for Migration Studies is also putting together a map of incidences and is calling for people to report there. They can also reach out through the DMs on the Higher South Africa page if there is an incident to report. But we would just ask people to just take precautions this weekend to know that there is no such deadline. But we do know that there are going to be protests across KZN and in parts of Gauteng and possibly around the country. So just for the community to be aware of that.
Thank you so much. We have to end it there, but Alana, I always enjoy our chats. And Gabby, thanks so much for joining us and giving us the board's perspective. That was Alana Pugh-Jones-Baranoff, Country Director of HIAS, and Gabby Faber-Cohen, the SAJPD Political and Campus Liaison. Just to remind the community, if you have any experience, any anti-Semitism or intimidation because you're Jewish, to please report it on our WhatsApp line on 078-259-9417. And then just before I say goodbye, I have to thank Craig for putting the show together. And thanks to all of you for joining me. If there's anything you'd like to comment on, you're always welcome to send me an email on Cherise@sajbd.org. Otherwise, until next week, I wish you all Shabbat Shalom.